This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. This is Free Talk Live. And that means we are live. We will take your calls about whatever is on your mind, but we have brought things to the table, and we're actually going to start off with another police shooting, but this one is unlike all of the other ones. I dare you to listen to this story and call in to justify this police shooting. Because every other police shooting that happens, there's always somebody that calls in to justify, oh, well, there was this that happened and this, and it was the heat of the moment, blah, blah, blah. I want somebody to call in to justify the police shooting and killing a 73-year-old librarian during a citizens' police academy. You heard that right. Citizens Police Academy. We'll jump into this story. Tonight is Daryl
and Chris.
The story here comes from the Washington Post, and they cite the Charlotte Sun because, well, the Charlotte Sun had a photographer that was in the Citizens Police Academy. The story begins. Mary Knowlton arrived at the Punta Gorda, Florida police station Tuesday to learn how to be a community steward. The 73-year-old was there as a student in the Citizens Police Academy, a two-hour course intended to give an intimate look at what makes the department in the quaint Florida town work. On this night, the group of 35 people would tour the station and talk with officers, an essential part of academy curriculum that has gained popularity across the country amid a heated national debate about police violence. When it came time to get involved, Knowlton volunteered. The hosting officers chose two students to role-play a lethal force simulation, a scenario intended to demonstrate how and when officers decide to pull the trigger. Knowlton played the victim. Charlotte Sun photographer Sue Pekin told the newspaper, and a Punta Gorda police officer played a bad guy. These scenarios are usually safe and acted out with either fake or empty weapons. But when the officer's gun was fired, Knowlton, a mother, a wife, and career librarian, was hit with a live round. The Charlotte Sun actually reports that she was hit several times. Now, here's my question. How is it that you accidentally shoot someone several times, Chris?
Well, this is just tragic, and you can't even excuse it as a training accident, because it's so improper in how it was done. You don't use a real barrel in a real gun and point it at somebody else. It just doesn't happen. But how that happens is you're practicing a takedown. You're practicing a two to the chest, or two to the chest and one to the head, or a failure to stop drill. You're doing something like that. And, you know, I routinely, when I practice personally, I routinely fire two shots. And that's how I could see this happening.
Now, I'm not a quote-unquote gun guy by any stretch of the imagination. Now, I certainly believe that everybody has the right to defend themselves. And if that means you want to defend yourself with an AK or an AR, go for it. But I mentioned that, you know, I'm not a gun guy, but I still know the rules of firearms.
Right. And rules of firearms safety.
The first rule is always imagine that your weapon is loaded. Even if you've looked at it 27 times and seen there's nothing in the chamber, the weapon is always loaded.
Right.
You never point the weapon at anything you don't intend to kill.
Yep.
And you never pull the trigger unless you intend to kill what is in front of you.
Yeah, and that actually gets modified a little
bit. Also, you're supposed to know what's behind your intended target. And, you know, that, again, fits in with the know what's in front of you and don't point your gun at anything you don't intend to kill.
And I'd clarify that trigger part, because that is typically what people say. We try to go a step further and say your finger should not be touching the trigger.
In other words, unless you intend to kill what's in front of you.
Yeah, and that's just a little extra level of safety that, you know, you can't accidentally pull the trigger if your finger isn't near the trigger.
What do you think about when you're practicing? Because you have to practice the heft and get the feel of how heavy that trigger is.
Sure.
Is it advisable to practice on a gun, or should you get a device that...
Well, I don't know about a simulated gun, because I'll tell you, I routinely dry fire practice in my home.
Mm-hmm.
And I clear a room of ammunition. And I don't, even when I do that, I'm not firing towards neighbors, dry firing towards neighbors. I'm not dry firing towards my girlfriend. I'm not even dry firing towards my cats.
You've got like 15 acres. You could dry fire at 14.9 acres of trees.
Right. And I have that, and I do that. And that's part of my training. That's something you do to practice things like trigger reset and to work on your stability, your firing platform. There's lots of different reasons. But the last thing you would ever do with a functioning gun, no matter how sure you were, is pointed at someone else. So even when, how do I put this? Sometimes I help out friends. Sometimes I do a little bit of training, and I do. But when we do anything that might be indoors where there might be more people around, we still don't point anything at anybody. But the instructor's gun is going to have a safety barrel in it. And what that is it's a big hunk of plastic that replaces the barrel that's in it.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can go through pretty much action you would on an actual firearm. Everything's still there, except you got a big yellow piece sticking out of the end of it.
You know, this story is so odd to me. The fact that he pointed a gun at this person, pulled the trigger twice. And
well, we don't know how many times he pulled the trigger, because the news report just says several.
Yep.
Okay. That could be twice, that could be three, it could be he unloaded the clip on the woman.
I'm going to tell you, it sounds so odd to me that this happened that I immediately suspected that it might not have happened. So I'm looking at my favorite conspiracy sites to see if, this is actually... I didn't actually watch the interview with the son who is traumatized. I didn't get the chance to click on it because I ran out of time, but... because the husband was standing right there and saw this incident.
Yes, the husband was in the room. We'll get back into the article, but of course, your thoughts are welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
And the other thing about this particular story is the type of training. So we're not talking about, I've nailed up a target 10 meters away and I'm shooting at the target. Or what I'm dealing with is a shoot-no-shoot situation, and that is a stressful event. That is supposed to be stressful. That is to make the shooter react in seconds, make decisions in seconds, and squeeze the trigger if it's proper. So needless to say, in shoot-don't-shoot training, you have mistakes. Mistakes are going to happen because you saw... you know, a particular kind of target, but it wasn't the right target. This happens, and that's how good people get shot by police sometimes. Sometimes it honestly is, it's the heat of the moment, and there's all sorts of people around, the wrong person gets shot. It's tragic.
Right, like when the, what was the technical name for the guy that worked at the health facility where there was the autistic kid, had the toy truck, and the worker went out to try to calm the kid down. The cops show up, shoot the guy that's trying to calm down the patient.
Right.
He asked, "Why'd you shoot me?" "I don't know." 3 days later, the police report came out. He was trying to shoot the guy with the toy truck because he thought the toy truck was a gun.
And missed. I think any time, and I'm not one to speak from experience. I can only speak from conversations I've had with people in law enforcement and people in the military. It's stressful.
Another question. Why are they practicing with civilians?
This was a Citizens Police Academy. So it was anybody that's interested in, you know, like learning how the police work were able to go to this class, and they had a simulation of... I'm going to be the bad guy, and you're going to do blah blah blah.
Well, question: Were the librarians able to heft a gun. And I mean, because I mean, why would they be there if they weren't also
the librarian was one of the students. So this wasn't in a library, and the librarian happened to have just been in the room.
And I want to clarify that phrase, student. I don't believe this is student. I believe these whole programs are about propaganda. Have nothing to do with education, anyone.
Students in a government-run school are people being given propaganda. So the term student is basically now defined as someone who gets propaganda. This is Free Talk Live.
Governor Gary Johnson, like 60% of you, I'm not impressed by the two-party system. It's a dinosaur. It's outmoded and no longer reflects today's America. Two-party politics doesn't work, and it hasn't worked for anybody but itself in decades. If we the people are wise, we will never again elect another president from within the entrenched, corrupt, co-opted two-party system. The office of president should serve the needs of everyone equally with respect and with fairness. I did it as governor, I'll do it as president. Google me. 60% of you have said you want another choice in 2016, and now you have one in me. We the people have a chance to do something in 2016 that may not come around again in our lifetimes. We have a legitimate chance to elect one of our own to the highest office in the land. Give me your vote one time and see what a difference one election can make.
Our best America yet. Johnson Weld, 2016.
Paid for by Gary Johnson, 2016.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE.
855-450-3733. That's the toll-free call-in line. You can call in about whatever is on your mind. We are discussing the 73-year-old librarian who was shot and killed by police in a Citizens Police Academy. We'll jump back into this story here in just a moment. But first, I want to make sure that I tell you about FreedomsPhoenix.com. Why? Well, because FreedomsPhoenix.com is a liberty-oriented news aggregation site. You get the newest, freshest stories and perspective on current events from those who value liberty. FreedomsPhoenix.com has it and more. Their daily dispatch is the best way to stay up to date on science, technology, history, liberty news, government overspending, and the rise of the police state. That's FreedomsPhoenix.com. Freedoms with an S, Phoenix.com. FreedomsPhoenix.com. In studio tonight is Daryl,
Conan,
and Chris.
We changed up the seating order because somebody was running late, not going to say who.
But to be fair, we were both running late.
That's why I wasn't going to say who. But let's let's jump back into this article from the Washington Post about Miss Knowlton, Mary Knowlton, the 73-year-old librarian. She was shot by police during the Citizens Police Academy. The ambulance arrived. She was rushed to a hospital. She was pronounced dead. Her husband of 55 years was in the class, witnessed the shooting, and according to her son, is absolutely devastated. The tragedy has rocked the historic waterfront town on Florida's west coast, home to about 17,000 people and a popular destination for retirees. Punta Gorda Police Chief Tom Lewis called the shooting a horrible accident and said that everyone involved was in a state of overwhelming shock and grief. Now, Chris, we already talked about, you know, how anybody that knows the rules of gun safety would know not to do the things that led to this happening. So how can the police chief rightly say it was a horrible accident when basically it was someone being absolutely stupid?
It was complete irresponsibility. And there are ways that you can do simulations like that. So a big thing that's come up in a lot of different circles has been
Get a water gun.
Oh, specific airsoft guns. So airsofts shoot a small plastic BB. You can get airsoft guns that are made out of cheesy plastic. You can get it at your local Walmart. But you can also go online and buy ones that are approximate the same size, heft, action of a real sidearm.
There was a real former advertiser on Free Talk Live. They advertised an airsoft gun that would be able to take down a deer.
Possibly, quite possibly, but there is that. And I just look at this as the most irresponsible possible training scenario I can imagine, and I don't even want to call it training because it's not. It's propaganda, and if you look at any of the stories that talk about, you know, how this came about, it's all about, you know, this was sponsored by the Chamber of Commerce, this particular training. It is designed to promote a sense of goodwill and a sense of understanding between the public and the police, and I get that. And in one article, I think this is coming from CNN, you know, among the program's highlights are a tour of the police department, a, quote, show and tell of various equipment used by police. You know, this.
Here's all the goodies that we have. This is the Bearcat that we use whenever somebody's suicidal.
This is where your money goes.
When we're delivering a warrant.
Yeah, and it's...
Have they used it to deliver warrants?
I know I've heard Bearcats being used. I don't know if our Bearcat here in Keene has been used for that purpose.
Okay, yeah. The last I've heard, the one in Keene has only been used for training and going to the location of suicidal people.
Yeah.
It was used as a giant...
So, by the way, I did look this guy up. There's another article over at the Miami Herald who says that this character, Lee Cole, who shot the lady, has a troubled past.
Not surprising. Getting back into the article from the Washington Post, Wednesday afternoon there was a press conference, or rather a news conference, and Lewis, that would be the chief of police there in Punta Gorda, shared few details about how the tragedy unfolded, but said his department was unaware that live ammunition was available to the officer during the class. He has asked the Florida Department of Law Enforcement to conduct an independent investigation, which he says will determine how the ammunition ended up in the handgun without anyone noticing. The same weapon has been used in previous simulation classes, which the department holds annually. He added, "We are shocked by this horrific accident and are grieving deeply over Mary Knowlton's passing. We would also like to acknowledge the impact."
Hold on, passing?
That's the term that
was used.
That
sounds like she died peacefully in her sleep.
Yeah,
the term should be murder. The term should be shooting at the least.
He says, "We would like to also acknowledge the impact this has had on participants who were present during the tragedy." So, what is there anything else that we can say about this other than it's an absolute horrible disaster and it never should have happened, but it did because of gross negligence and incompetence?
After reading this article, this guy should have never been there. He should have lost his job 3 years ago when he screwed up the first time. But they kept him around. He screwed up again, and they still kept him around. And here you go. This is...
You want to tell us about that?
The Punta Gorda policeman who tragically shot and killed a retired librarian when he fired real bullets instead of blanks at her during a citizen's academy is a former Miramar officer who has a troubled record, forced to resign from his job at the end of his rookie year. 3 years before the shooting that led to the death of 73-year-old Mary Knowlton on Tuesday, Lee Cole was accused twice of using excessive force and relieved of his duties before investigators found he violated department policies and was allowed to resign. This year, he was sued in Punta Gorda after he ordered his canine to attack a bicyclist who was stopped for riding without a light at night, inflicting severe injuries that required surgery.
I think I remember that story.
The officer's background provides yet another twist to the death of the woman who was shot during a role-playing session in which she was a crime victim and he took the part of the bad guy, police said. The purpose, to help citizens learn the quick decisions that police must confront on the streets.
Okay.
And it's a lengthy article, MiamiHerald.com. This guy should have never been there.
What? I always go to root cause. Where's the root cause? How did this come about? This came about because the police are trying to bolster the public's opinion of them because they're getting pressure. Why are they getting pressure? Because they have been acting in ways, and I'm going to speak broadly about every police officer, every police department across the country, not every police officer, that they have been given a set of incentives that encourage them to go beyond what traditionally we would think of as a peace officer.
Yeah, and they are behaving like there are no repercussions. They can do no wrong.
They behave like they're at war, and that war is the war on drugs. So there, again, once again, root cause.
And speaking of the war on drugs, there's an update, kind of, maybe, sort of, on that we'll get into. And, of course, your calls. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Your calls and thoughts welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. The Drug Enforcement Administration or Drug Enforcement Agency, I always forget what the A stands for in that damn organization.
Administration.
Yeah. The drug guys that basically say you can't do anything fun, they announced a couple days ago that they were going to make an announcement today. And don't you just love how governments do that? They make an announcement that they're going to make an announcement. And I guess that way people are expecting, oh, okay, let's, you know, look for this thing coming across the newswire.
No, they're just watching their tails. They've got to do that so someone can't come to a meeting. It's like, you didn't give us any warning before this meeting. You didn't give us any warning about the statement you were going to make. We weren't able to prepare. And they can say, yeah, we told you twice, and we put it in the newspaper, and we put it on Craigslist and the whole nine, and you were forewarned.
Yeah.
And still no one shows up. Most of the
time. I think people showed up for this one.
They made the announcement a couple days ago. They were making an announcement today that they might possibly be making a change, maybe to the listing of cannabis, possibly. And, well, Chris, what happened?
They didn't. That's what happened. This is coming to you from Reason.com. Headline, DEA rejects marijuana rescheduling but eliminates a research barrier. Woo-hoo! The agency won't reclassify cannabis, but it will make it easier for scientists to get the kind they need.
American scientists, because everyone else has been studying it forever.
That's kind of a win, right? It's definitely not, you know, the preferred outcome.
It is good. It is a positive step,
the reason I say that I think it's a partial victory is because right now the laws are such to where they say, well, we don't have any scientific evidence that cannabis actually can be used to treat any medical condition, so therefore it's still a Schedule I.
Right.
But people are like, wait a second, here's this study and that study. Right, but those studies didn't have enough people to be considered scientifically accurate. All right, well, I want to do a study with more people. No, you're not allowed because cannabis is a Schedule I substance.
Exactly.
So you can't do a study that would be considered scientifically accurate. So you're going to have to keep doing these that we're going to reject.
And the other big issue, and this has been an issue with medical marijuana research, is there's basically a source. The source is the U.S. government. It's a couple contracted farms. I think one might be in Alabama.
I know one's in Mississippi. It's the University of Mississippi.
That might be what I'm thinking of. But the issue is they are limited in how many different strains they can provide.
Yes.
They have only recently begun to develop strains that had high levels of CBD, component of TH of tetrahydrocannabinol
it's the non
doesn't get you high.
Right. It doesn't get you high and there's no psychoactive whatnot.
But so it has
strictly
shown,
the medicinal aspect.
Right, and it has shown tremendous prospects in treating people that are that suffer from seizures. And that's
especially
really exciting.
Especially children.
Yeah. Yeah.
Especially children.
So I'll get into the article here, and it may bring up a couple other questions or maybe answer a few. Today, the Drug Enforcement Administration, DEA, is expected to reject two petitions asking it to reclassify marijuana while agreeing to loosen restrictions on the supply of marijuana for medical research. Although the drug's legal status will remain the same, the DEA's willingness to allow competition among marijuana suppliers should facilitate research by removing a bureaucratic bottleneck and improving the quality and variety of cannabis available to scientists investigating the plant's medical benefits. The Washington Post reports that the DEA, despite much speculation to the contrary, is sticking to its long-standing position that marijuana belongs in Schedule I of the Controlled Substance Act, CSA, a category supposedly reserved for drugs with a, quote, high potential for abuse and, quote, no current accepted medical use, unquote.
Do you know what some other drugs are that are on Schedule I?
Heroin.
Yes. LSD, psilocybin.
Yeah.
And psilocybin is another one where there have been some studies showing that it can treat chronic headaches.
Yeah, and there
it can treat depression.
There have been studies with LSD in treating schizophrenia. There's been all sorts of things. So my personal take on the entire thing is do away with the schedule and do away with the DEA because we really don't need it.
Yeah, and one thing that I think is very interesting on this whole classify cannabis as a Schedule I is this all started under Nixon, where Nixon had, I forget the Schaefer Commission, mm-hmm. study this and tell us what you find out. And the results were, we don't know enough to know that it's not safe, so we recommend that it be listed as something other than. And the Nixon administration said, see, we don't know enough, so therefore it has to be the most dangerous thing ever, Schedule I.
Well, hippies were smoking it.
Locking in a room and guard it with a Jaguar down in the basement.
Yeah, it was a mess in how it came about. It was racist in how it came about, and it was designed to...
Right, well, the word that you've been using to refer to this substance is the racist term that was created by the government officials.
Marijuana?
Yeah. And then just interesting yes. Side note, if you're in the state of Alabama and you are caught possessing cannabis and they write on your summons or your court documents marijuana spelled with a J, you can probably get that thrown out on a technicality because the word marijuana in the Alabama criminal code is spelled with an H.
Well, there you go.
Good to know.
Yeah.
Next time I'm in Alabama, smoking weed, which I don't do.
Which part? Visit Alabama or smoke weed?
all the above.
Back to the origins of the DEA. The executive order that created it was to, quote, create an all-out global war on the drug menace. Thank you.
And so I've actually got an article from NPR that gives a little bit more information on this. The DEA, they didn't just, you know, all of a sudden wake up and say, we're going to issue a statement on cannabis. There was actually a petition filed by a couple former governors. And if you guess Gary Johnson, Jesse Ventura, or William Weld, you would be absolutely wrong. The letter actually came from former Rhode Island Governor Gina Raimondo, former Washington Governor Jay Inslee, and a nurse practitioner from New Mexico, Brian Crum. Rosenberg, who is the DEA chief, Chuck Rosenberg, he said that doctors are responsible for treating patients, but the FDA makes decisions about drug safety. Quote, this is a quote from Rosenberg. He says, simply put, evaluating the safety and effectiveness of drugs is a highly specialized endeavor. He also said that the decision is not based on danger. The decision is based on whether marijuana, as determined by the FDA, is safe and effective medicine, and it's not. Tom Angel, the chairman of the Marijuana Majority, issued a statement saying the decision was a disappointment, saying President Obama always said he would let science, not political ideology, dictate policy. But in this case, his administration is upholding a failed drug war approach instead of looking at real existing evidence that cannabis has medicinal value. Angel added that most Americans actually support legalization and that the federal government should at minimum leave regulatory decisions to the states.
Well, I'm trying to remember in the U.S. Constitution, there is that. God, which clause discusses
18th Amendment?
No, which one discusses
21st Amendment?
Which one discusses how the feds are supposed to regulate plants?
That would be not in there anywhere at all.
Just checking.
Your calls and thoughts welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Plus, we're on Skype. Username is lrn.fm. This is Free Talk Live.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Neely, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-960-4295. I used to be so broke, I had my electricity shut off 9 times, but I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-960-4295. 1-800-960-4295.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries. Aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Do you
you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at PrivateInternetAccess.com. Once again, that's PrivateInternetAccess.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio tonight is Daryl,
Conan,
and Chris.
And Bitcoin is your premier, or rather Bitcoin.com is your premier source for everything Bitcoin related. Get help buying Bitcoins, choosing a Bitcoin wallet, reading the latest news, or even engaging with the community on your Bitcoin, or rather on their Bitcoin forum. You can even find places to spend your Bitcoin, play online games with cryptocurrency. It's the source for all of your Bitcoin needs and news, Bitcoin.com. We have been talking about the DEA saying that they are not going to wind up expanding the legalized or lawfulized use of cannabis. We might get back into this story, but first, your calls. We've got Socrates calling in on Skype. Socrates, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Drug scheduling. You were talking about, you know, odd drugs that seem to have no accepted medical use. Well, here's a fun little fact for people that aren't aware of it. Do you know what's not Schedule 1?
Crystal meth.
Amphetamines.
Hmm.
Right. Now, it's interesting because they not only is it, it has an accepted medical use, it has an accepted medical use for obese children and for treating ADHD. Now, if you're going to give your child massive meth because he's low in fat, that's acceptable. If you only point out those two things, you kind of see that they really don't care about scientific consensus.
I think it comes into play here, and we don't talk about, but it's the drug companies, too. The drug companies can't really make a whole lot of money off of medical marijuana, but they can make money off of amphetamines and methamphetamines and all the other things that they can legally produce with all of the DEA former employees of drug drug companies in there to make sure that it happens. And all the lobbyists, for K Street is filled with drug company lobbyists that can absolutely, you know, sway the votes, keep things where they are. You don't see nearly I mean, my God, here we have marijuana that actually has lots of studies from around the world demonstrating its effectiveness, and yet you can get a dangerous drug approved if you happen to be a large drug company. And it's been done time and time again, you know?
Yeah, and one thing that I always like to point out is every substance that has ever been recalled by the FDA was once found to be safe and effective.
Absolutely.
By the FDA.
So I just don't know why we would even trust anything that comes out of their mouths. Some of us don't.
You know, I think they're waiting. They're going to scoop up and get all of the patents they can get their hands on, and then once they've got them all in their pocket and ready to go, then they're going to legalize. Oh, and they're also looking for a good way to test for cannabis use for DUIs. Once they got all that cleared up, then they're going to go ahead and legalize.
Then they'll go ahead and do it. Yeah.
Well, anyone that uses some deductive reasoning can quickly find out that the DEA, right, which its only job is to violently interfere with the peaceful transactions between two consenting adults, right? It creates the very problem with these dirty crystal meths on the street. And not that there's such a thing as a safe methamphetamine, but they really do go and create the problem that they, I guess you could say, pretend that they solve.
Right.
There would not be such a thing as synthetic cannabis if it weren't for the drug war.
Right. Mm-hmm. And I do want to take issue with, you did say, I'm paraphrasing here, what should be a peaceful transaction between two people, right?
Right.
That's not what a lot of drug deals are. A lot of drug dealers, deals are violent, and they involve guns, and they involve gangs, and they involve all these things. But where did all that come from? The war on drugs, you know.
Right,
but you're right.
DEA is the arm of enforcement, right? Which is why directly, right? That's what makes it impossible to have open transactions where you can publicize, you know, the cleanliness or the information about your drug.
Right.
Enforcement on the ground.
Yeah, I agree with you completely.
Socrates, thanks for the call. Let's go to Tom calling in from Baltimore. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Well, I don't know where to go now. I'll tell you what, you were talking about guns and drugs. I'll enlighten you on either subject.
You're the caller. Pick one.
Okay. Let's go with the evil DEA. You know, that A might stand for F, and I think you'll find this rather funny. I was watching a show last evening, and I happened to make a note on my computer. It was about the DEA abroad. And by the way, they're everywhere. They're like a foreign occupying force. And,
yeah.
You know, the drug war costs us $40 billion a year. And that's just the explicit cost. But the implicit cost are, I think, Bobby mentioned it, the violence here. Let's face it, if they were really looking for a harm reduction strategy, which they act as though they are, they would be doing their strategy a lot differently. Not to mention the fact that really they have no business dealing with that. We have to get back to legality, or did one of you say lawfality? Is that like waffles? I knew what you meant. But so many times the government is overstepping its bounds with what they are doing. I don't know why we are not pressing them to tell us, where do you get the lawful authority to do this? They simply don't have it. And by the way, why is anyone telling me what I can put in my body? Back before there were schedules, did you know that coffee, tobacco, alcohol, caffeine, they were treated as Schedule One drugs in terms of penalties and prohibition. So it's just the times have changed, and now they're reaping their rewards, monetary and control,
yeah,
from another substance and another unlawful control over our bodies. It is crazy. Let me read you this quote that I wrote down. I had to write this down as soon as I heard it. At the end of the show, this DEA agent says this, quote, "It is a criminal aspect of the human person to make a living, to make a buck. If Colombia can beat this drug war, then everything else will fall in line. problems will end. Will the drug war ever end? I don't know, but we're going to keep fighting because we're making a huge impact on it. I know that for a fact, and we're not going to stop. And I wrote per some dumbass DEA agent in 2012 TV show Inside Cocaine Wars. Pay particular attention to the first sentence. It is the criminal aspect of the human person to make a living, to make a buck. These people are crazy.
Yeah, yes. the guy's deluded.
And yeah. Tom, talking about, you know, the way things were before there was this controlled substances schedule, about 100 years ago, you could purchase cannabis, cocaine,
heroin,
and opium. Your hypodermic needles out of the Sears and Roebuck catalog.
Yeah, and I don't disagree with that, but also about 100 years ago, and let's say maybe 120, with the real rising of the progressive era, that's when we had the first Pure Food Administration. That was under Roosevelt, I believe, Teddy.
Yep.
And that's when you started to see the government getting involved in what people put in their own body.
Right, and they started classifying stuff. Oh, you can only have this if you get a note from your doctor. Tom, good call. Thanks for calling in. Your calls and thoughts, welcome. 855-450-FREE.
The question was, how do they live with themselves? How do they wake up in the morning knowing that they can get away with this?
They and think they're doing God's work.
They're for the general welfare.
I think
and that's how they'll say they're able to do it lawfully.
Well, I think so, and I think here's the issue, and I hate when I hear this. Why don't we just change course? I mean, why don't we just, if it's not in the Constitution, then we shouldn't be doing it. Well, yeah, no duh. But the problem is you've got over 100 years of the federal government behaving one way, and that is unconstitutionally. And once you got the courts in there in the progressive era and up through today, really, legislating from the bench and enabling bad government, then this is what you get. And I'm sorry, you can't go one direction for 100-plus years and then just turn on a dime and go back.
Well, I can. I can cold turkey.
And I could, too.
If someone brings up a good idea, and I wake up, and I'm like, hey, you know what? That's a good idea. I can cold turkey, and I go the other direction.
Well,
but most people...
You, personally, are not 435 members of the U.S. House of Representatives, another 100 members of the Senate, and then however many bureaucrats it is that winds up being involved in making a decision.
Don't forget the lobbyists.
Hour 2 coming up next. Your calls and thoughts. Welcome. 855-453.
Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
The investment world isn't fair. A precious metals trader buys gold and silver at spot price. You pay his price plus fees, costs, and shipping. But today, you don't. Today, JM Bullion offers a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, no markups, no shipping. Invest in something real, not Wall Street paper. 10 ounces of silver at spot price. Visit RealPriceSilver.com for this limited-time offer. One per household, 50 United States only. RealPriceSilver.com.